This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on.
This station is not responsible for injuries.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, welcome back to the show. Really big show today in Trump land. Wayne Allyn Root in the world-famous War Room inside Wayne Manor. Time to go to war. First of all, I want to mention the sponsor of this segment of the show. They are the main title sponsor of my national radio show. They're also the sponsor of this TV show. They have the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. They're called Fordham Resources. They are a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. They have over 350,000 acres of high-profile oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fordham also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. They're trading on two global exchanges. U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. FTMR? Go check them out at their website, FordhamResources.com. So the good news of the day, if you're with me in the pregame, as I call it, the opening segment of the show, Massachusetts judge who helped an illegal immigrant escape ICE has been indicted, arraigned, arrested, all good news. Her name is Judge Shelley Joseph Richmond. indicted on Thursday today for blocking ICE agents from detaining a twice-deported illegal alien. And then more good news, DHS has a plan to expedite deportations of illegals. My voice is going here. I need a little bit of water. Because I've been talking all day and then doing a three-hour radio show. And every once in a while it catches up to you. So DHS has a policy under review that would expedite the deportation of illegals by bypassing the immigration courts altogether. They're weighing a plan to bypass immigration courts and remove undocumented immigrants who cannot prove they've been present continuously in the U.S. for 2 years or more. So what the law says in the United States is that if you've been in the United States for 2 weeks or more, 14 days, you can't kick them out of the United States. Trump's going to change the law to say 2 years or more. If you're not here continuously for 2 years or more, you're out of the United States. More great news. And then the other big news of the day has got to be Joe Biden. There's now 21 candidates for president of the United States on the Democratic side. Donald Trump immediately welcomed him and called him Sleepy Joe Biden. I call him Creepy Joe Biden. I'm sure President Trump, who's the ultimate brander and branding genius, figured that calling him Sleepy Joe Biden would instantly remind people of the word creepy. Sleepy and creepy. It's like the seven dwarfs. And so he calls him Sleepy Joe Biden. So here are all the Democrats running for president in 2020. Joe Biden, old, white, straight guy. I believe he has no chance. I believe it's a joke. He missed his window. He missed his time. And he's got zero chance of winning the Democratic nomination. Mark my words. Wayne Root said it on this date, in late April 2019, that Joe Biden has no chance. His political career is DOA, dead on arrival. He is Creepy Joe Biden. There are nonstop photos and videos of him grabbing women in inappropriate ways. Many women have come forward to say he's grabbed them inappropriately. In the year of the Me Too movement, he's just the wrong candidate, let alone being white, straight, and male, and old for the Democratic Party. But then he's got all the corruption in his background. He's got all his negative comments and weird comments he's made, because he always says inappropriate things. In addition to inappropriately touching women, he says inappropriate things. And he's got this corruption, with his son, Hunter Biden, who was doing business with the country of Ukraine, with one of the biggest businesses in all of Ukraine, and was making $166,000 a month. And all of a sudden, Biden is offering Ukraine $1.8 billion in foreign aid, and his son is making a ton of money off of this new friendship between the United States and Ukraine, and Biden, as the vice president, is dangling the money in front of Ukraine, and his son gets this $166,000 gig. A, that's terrible corruption right there. That's massive conflict of interest right there. That's selling out the taxpayers of the United States. That's theft of taxpayers, because that money went to Ukraine because, I mean, you'd have to prove that, but because I believe Joe Biden gave them our taxpayer money, your money and mine, in order to get his son a great gig. But then comes the real crime. Then the chief prosecutor of Ukraine, who's a general, an army general, decides to investigate the company Hunter Biden is on the board of directors and a consultant for. And he's going to press criminal charges, and Biden demands that Ukraine fire this prosecutor and end the investigation or he'll withdraw the money. And Ukraine would have gone bankrupt without the $1.8 billion. So it was all, and he brags about it, Joe Biden, on videotape at a press conference. We've got the videotape. So I don't know how that guy could be president of the United States. I don't believe that guy can be president of the United States. And then he's got Obama's liberal record to defend. So, I mean, add it all together, all the inappropriate touching and all the inappropriate things he said and all the stupid things he said and his corruption level and his fact that he's old and white and straight and the Democratic Party doesn't go for that. And I think Joe Biden, his political career is dead on arrival. And now add in that he ran twice before for the Democratic presidential nomination, and I believe, if my memory serves me, he was, you know, people thought he was a great candidate both times, and he wound up with less than 1% of the vote both times. But I'll go back and do that research for you and find out what he had in the past. But it was like 1 or 2%. I believe it was 1% both times. But let's talk about the other Democratic candidates. There's 21 candidates. Joe Biden, joke. Cory Booker, joke. Yesterday he said anyone who criticized Ilhan Omar is a racist Islamophobe. Cory Booker is the biggest loser I've ever seen. Remember that show, The Biggest Loser? Cory Booker had so much potential as the mayor of Newark, and I always thought he was going places in life, and I thought he'd become governor, senator, and he has been the biggest disappointment of anyone I've ever seen in my entire career analyzing politics, Cory Booker. He went from a guy I thought actually was a good Democrat, a moderate Democrat, and a nice guy, to just the biggest loser I've ever seen in my entire life, who licks the boots of every special interest group and every minority group. It's like he's begging them to vote for him. I've never seen a human being beg for votes before and money before like Cory Booker. He'll do anything. You know, it's like the guys who say, I'll do anything to sell you a car, anything. Cory Booker will do anything to get your vote. It's the most pathetic, embarrassing thing I've ever seen. And then we got Pete Butthead. I call him Pete Butthead, but I think it's, how do you pronounce his name, Chris? Pete Buttage? Buttigieg. What a strange name, Buttigieg. First of all, it's Butt. So you know, it doesn't sound like Buddha. It's Butt. B-U-T-T is how his name starts. And it looks like maybe Buddha Guy, but it's Buttigieg is what Chris O'Sullivan, my board op, tells me. I just call him Pete Butthead. He was the mayor of South Bend, and he fills potholes. And he thinks he's going to be president of the United States, but he is the one candidate I keep saying to watch out for. He's the one I'm most scared of because he is a white, gay version of Barack Obama. He believes in nothing. He says nothing. Well, let me say that a little differently. Like Obama, he's a complete radical left-wing nutcase, but he acts like a moderate and talks like a moderate and deceives people that he's a moderate. So that's scary. He's a great communicator. He's a handsome guy. And unlike Obama, though, Obama at least had a wife and kids to point to, the perfect idyllic family. This guy's gay and has a husband and no kids. So it's not quite the little charming Obama story, but he is an Obama. Don't kid yourself. He is a white, gay Obama, and I think he's the most dangerous candidate they've got. But the things he said, is quoted as believing in, are all just terrible, ultra-left-wing, ultra-socialist, Marxist, communist, globalist beliefs. So I don't think he's going anywhere, but he is certainly the one I'm most scared of. Julian Castro, a joke. He's at 0%. John Delaney couldn't even be at zero. I've never heard of him. His own mother won't vote for him. Tulsi Gabbard, no one's ever heard of her. Kirsten Gillibrand is at zero. She's the United States Senator from New York. Mike Gravel of Alaska is another interesting story. Mike Gravel is a Wayne Root story. You know, I always find myself in the middle of a lot of national stories. In 2008, I ran for the Libertarian presidential nomination and almost won it. I ran against, I think, a field of 13 candidates, 11 of whom were lifelong Libertarian famous people in the Libertarian Party, and two of them were United States Senator, United States Congressman. I beat the 11 who everyone knew, and I was an unknown nobody, and I beat out Mike Gravel, the United States Senator from Alaska. I actually ended his political career. He came up to me, shook my hands, and said, I can't believe a nobody Vegas gambler just ended my United States political career, and I'm a United States Senator from Alaska. Wow. And so I ended Mike Gravel's career. Evidently, he wants to come back again all these years later. Can you imagine 2008 till now? That's a long time. That's a long time. And he's back. And he's got to be close to 90 years old because he was old when I knew him. He was probably 78 or 80 then. And that was a lifetime ago. That was like 12 years ago. So he's back. Kamala Harris is a joke. She got to the top by sleeping her way to the top with Willie Brown. There's nothing I'm saying that's wrong there. She was the girlfriend of a married man, Willie Brown, and slept her way to the top and got commission jobs that paid several hundred thousand dollars in California while having sex with a big shot in Democrat politics in California. Good luck with that. John Hickenlooper, never heard of him. Governor of Colorado. Jay Inslee, never heard of him. Governor of Washington. Amy Klobuchar, Senator of Minnesota, never heard of her. Wayne Messam's a mayor, never heard of him. Seth Moulton, I don't know who he is. Beto O'Rourke has just completely died off as soon as Pete Butthead got in the race, took all his thunder. Tim Ryan, never heard of him. Bernie Sanders, come on, he wants murderers and mass murderers and pedophiles to vote. Good luck. Eric Swalwell, crazy man who wants Trump to go to prison. Elizabeth Warren, polling at 0%. Marianne Williamson, a new age guru. And Andrew Yang, who I've never heard of. That's the list of Democrats running for president against one of the greatest presidents ever, Donald Trump. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man, who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Electrical pros do it right to get everything in one stop, so you spend more time on the job than away from it, and spend less money too. Lowe's is here to help by having the right quantities and at the right prices, like 250-foot and 1,000-foot rolls of 12-2 and 14-2 Southwire Romex Simpull wire, now 5% off. Plus, save an additional 5% just by using your Lowe's business credit account. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offer valid 424 through 426 while supplies last. Subject to credit approval, can't be combined with other credit offers. Exclusions apply. See store for details. U.S. only.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Available on Amazon.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. I have a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk thousands of hours a year on radio and TV. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat is now a workhorse because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, viruses, and even yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. Those lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. Now a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid gel or lozenge form, and you can get all three in one package at 20% off because War sent you. My doctor suggests the name of the company, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868. Or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Use promo code USA Radio to save 20% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com/root.
War now.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network, live from Las Vegas, this is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. Now, back to the warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, thank you. My doctor suggests, you know, when my voice starts to go after doing hours and hours of talking at business meetings and conference calls, and then I do my three-hour national radio show, and I come on here and I do my TV show for Newsmax TV, my voice starts to go. And thank God I drank a little bit of water, got it back to earth, and then I popped in the ad break. My doctor suggests silver lozenges. Saves my voice every time. Thank God for them. And I just met the owner of that company yesterday, and he agreed to advertise to become the newest sponsor of the Wayne Allen Root Show on Newsmax TV. So in the coming next few weeks, you'll hear from my doctor suggests they're going to be our newest advertiser on Newsmax TV, and I've been sucking in their lozenges for 3 years, but I never knew the owner of the company. I'd never met him before, and he's a wonderful guy. He's a doctor, and I met him yesterday. I had him on the radio show, and so they're going to be the newest sponsor of this TV show, but I just sucked on their silver lozenge in the break, and my voice is back, just like that. The voice was going. I thought I was going to lose in the middle of my segment, and now, and you all saw it. You witnessed. I almost lost my voice. My face started to turn red. I could feel my throat was on fire. It happens every once in a while when I'm on radio or TV after talking and talking and talking, and it's just something weird goes out in my throat. Well, thank you, my doctor suggests. Good job. So, Joe Biden launches his campaign for President of the United States. He bases it on the Charlottesville hoax, right? Here's the thing. If I was running for president, I'd say, here's the reasons why you want to elect Wayne Root. I wouldn't, on my opening day, say it's all about Donald Trump and how much I hate Donald Trump, what a bad guy he is, what a racist he is, what a this he is, what a that he is. That was Biden's speech today. It was the weirdest thing ever. His opening day video was about Trump more than anything else. He's another deranged, Trump derangement victim. a Trump derangement syndrome victim with Trump on his head. He can't, none of these liberals can get Trump off their mind, out of their heads. Trump got in their heads. He got in their brains. He wedged himself in there, and they can't get him out. Help, help, I've fallen down, and I can't get Trump out of my head. That's what liberals should say. Because you can't announce for president, and then your claim to fame is talking about how bad Trump is and what a racist Trump is, and then you base it on Charlottesville, Virginia, where we had that Ku Klux Klan rally, and the white supremacists were down there. You're talking about like 20 of them or 12 of them. It's a joke. And then buses arrived, and Antifa people got off holding all kinds of violent weapons, and they had started chasing the white extremists with those weapons. The white extremists had no weapons. They were defenseless. So I'm not defending them. They're terrible people. They're awful people. But Trump didn't say anything nice about them. That's a lie. Let me read you what Trump said. And so Biden's basing his whole campaign on Trump, and he's basing on a lie that Trump said that they were fine people, the white extremists. President Trump said there were, quote, some very fine people on both sides. With those words, the President of the United States assigned a moral equivalence between those spreading hate and those with the courage to stand against it, said Joe Biden. And in that moment, I knew that the threat to this nation was unlike any I'd ever seen in my lifetime. Can you imagine the lies he's pitching? Here's what Trump actually said. A reporter says to Trump, the neo-Nazis started this thing. They showed up in Charlottesville. And Trump says, excuse me. They didn't put themselves down as neo-Nazis, and you had some very bad people in that group. But you had also had people that were very fine people on both sides. That's where the quote was taken out of context, just like they do on my shows all the time. Trump says you had people in that group, excuse me, I saw the same pictures you did, you had people in that group that were there to protest the taking down to them of a very important statue and the renaming of a park from Robert E. Lee to another name. And the reporter says George Washington and Robert E. Lee are not the same. And Trump says, oh no, George Washington was a slave owner. Washington is a slave owner. So will Washington now lose his statue? Will he lose his status? Are we going to take his down? Are we going to take it down? Are we going to take down statues to Thomas Jefferson? What do you think of Thomas Jefferson? This is Trump talking. Very brilliant argument, line of argument. Are we going to take down his statue? He was a major slave owner. Are we going to take down a statue in Virginia? You know what? It's fine. You're changing history. You're changing culture. You had people, and I'm not talking about the neo-Nazis and the white nationalists, because they should be condemned, said Trump. But we had many people in that group other than neo-Nazis and white nationalists, okay? And the press has treated them absolutely unfairly. And now in the other group, meaning the liberals and the Antifa, you had some very fine people, Trump says, but you also had troublemakers, and you see them come with the black outfits as Antifa, and the helmets, and the baseball bats, and you had a lot of bad people in that group, too. What did Trump say wrong? Nothing. There were terrible people in the left who came with baseball bats, helmets, dressed in black, to kill and maim the white extremists, and you had terrible people on the white extremist side, Trump said, and condemned them. But you, in between, have people that just don't want you to take down the Robert E. Lee statue. What did Trump say wrong? You're basing the presidential campaign on that? Good luck, Biden.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
After months of speculation, former Vice President Joe Biden officially announced his campaign for the 2020 Democratic presidential nomination Thursday. Several congressmen on Capitol Hill have endorsed Biden, including Democratic Congressman Dan Kildee from Michigan.
He's a very well-known candidate, perhaps the most well-known candidate in the now very large Democratic field. So I think he'll be able to raise the money to be able to put his message out. And I look forward to the competition of ideas.
Kildee was speaking there on Fox News. Parts of Louisiana were badly damaged after major storms came through the state. Republican Governor John Bel Edwards confirmed a tornado touchdown.
We have received confirmation, because I know earlier today they were talking about a suspected tornado. It was an EF3 tornado that came through here in Ruston.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
This is War Now, the
Wayne Allen Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, the first pick of the NFL draft is in the books. Kyler Murray. Pick number one to the Arizona Cardinals, quarterback from Oklahoma. Another great example. I always tell you, America is not a racist nation. Stop telling me that. He's a black kid, quarterback in Oklahoma. If you're talented, no one cares. If you're black, white, Indian, Hispanic, it doesn't matter. In the NFL, it doesn't matter. In the NBA, it doesn't matter. In baseball, it doesn't matter. In hockey, it doesn't matter. Nowhere does it matter. Because if you have talent, how about Tiger Woods, right? He's half black, just like Obama was. He wins the Masters. Everybody was standing up and cheering. He cheated 100 times on his wife. And still everybody was standing up and cheering. Nobody cares. Because they love Tiger, because it's a great comeback story. No one cares if he's black. No one cares if you're Muslim. My board op, Chris O'Sullivan, just mentioned to me, well, if you're going to talk about Kyler Murray being black, what about the two greatest Muslims in the history of American sports? And I said, well, one would be Muhammad Ali. Who's the other one? He said the other one is Kareem Abdul-Jabbar of the Lakers. Right? Those got to be two of the most famous, well-paid men in the history of American sports. No one cared they were devout Muslims. You know, well, some people cared, but they still made millions of dollars in America. What a great country. Nobody cares. Jewish, Muslim, Christian, white, black, Indian, doesn't matter. If you're talented, if you could perform in America, we love you. Everything's about performance. Kyler Murray, love you. God bless you. Congratulations. Go on and have a great career with the Arizona Cardinals. All right. Sam Landis, the Landis Tax Group, and sponsors this segment of the show. If you have problems at the IRS or you think you might have problems at the IRS, you have questions about your taxes, there's only one place to go and one place to call, and that is Sam Landis and the Landis Tax Group and his lawyers, IRS Resolution Services. Give him a call for a free consultation, not with a salesman or a pitchman, but with a tax attorney. A free consultation with a tax attorney. Give him a call, no matter what the issue is, tax liens, innocent spouse, missing returns, unpaid taxes, penalties, no matter what it is, the staff at Lawyers IRS Resolution Services and the Landis Tax Group is there to help you. 800-WE-HELP-YOU, 800-WE-HELP-YOU, or go to We Help You with the letter U, WeHelpYou.com. Thank you, Sam Landis, for sponsoring the show. Between this show and the radio show, 3 years, from the day I started on radio, 3 years and 3 months, and he's been with me from the first moment. Thank you, Sam Landis. Let's grab some calls. We've got Art in Connecticut on line one. Art, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
How you doing, Mr. Root?
I'm doing great.
I got two items, okay? Number one, on these immigrants that are coming across the border, all right, how about the idea of putting RFID chips in these people? And if they have three strikes, they're out. And I mean to plant these people out in a desert. Number two, you're being polite with Joe Biden, okay? You call him Sleepy Joe.
I call him Creepy Joe. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, okay. Well, how about Groper Joe? You know, cause
how about one of my listeners actually sent in a note, said it should be hands off Joe, hands off America, hands off the Constitution, hands off the open border, and hands off those women, Joe, hands off those little kids, Joe, getting a little gropey there. Yeah, there's lots of ways we can laugh at Joe Biden, but you know, listen, he tries to act like he's the big moderate and the adult in the room, and he is compared to the other Democratic, pretenders and contenders, but he's pretty damn liberal too. Joe Biden is like a McGovern or a Hubert Humphrey. Last I checked, Humphrey lost to Nixon, and McGovern lost to Nixon. When you're that liberal, you don't win the presidency in the United States. So Biden is no, you know, great shakes himself as far as politics goes. Very liberal, and with a liberal base that pushes him every day farther to the left. He's a pretty far extreme liberal as well.
Okay, one other thing, okay?
Sure.
Back in his heyday,
yeah.
All right, I watched him on TV grill these senators and everything else. He's ruined more careers over stupid questions, okay? And I says, who the hell is this guy? And it was Joe Biden.
Joe Biden.
I don't know. I'm talking 40 years ago.
Yeah.
All right? So
yeah.
I'm going to hang up and see what you have to say. Thank you, Mr. Root.
All right, thank you. No, I think Biden and Sanders are the two front runners, and they're both old, white, straight men. White, straight men, old, all bad things in the Democratic Party. I don't believe either one could get the nomination. I believe Joe Biden is way too, corrupt and you know, miss the window of his career. He's too old. He's too corrupt. And he's just not going to get there. He's not going to get to the finish line. He ran for president twice, and he looked promising both times, and then he wound up with 1% of the vote both times. So Biden's not going to make it, and Bernie Sanders just ruined his career by saying he wants murderers, rapists, pedophiles, mass murderers, terrorists to vote, the Boston bomber to vote. He's nuts. Every woman in America's got to be fearing that you know, their children's lives would be at risk if you have Sanders as president of the United States. So the two old white men probably are going nowhere. And that leaves people like Beto O'Rourke. And what did Beto O'Rourke say today? Beto O'Rourke said today that unlike Obama or Trump, he will not allow his ICE to deport anyone. So you can't get deported anymore under a president, Beto O'Rourke. First of all, he's not Beto. He's Rob O'Rourke. His name isn't Beto. He made that up. He's not Hispanic. He's Irish. He's as Irish as a leprechaun. He's not Beto. So that's crazy. You're going to have a guy who's president who has a fake name? And second of all, he just announced to the world that his ICE will exist. He says, I won't ban ICE. Nice, that's really, you know, thank you, that's really special of you. But I won't let them deport anyone. That's crazy. Ignoring the Constitution is crazy. That's Beto O'Rourke. Let's take some more calls. We've got Michael in Pennsylvania on line three. Michael, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
How's it going, Wayne?
Long time no hear.
Cool. I listen and watch, and so I got to, you know, so I watch and listen at the same time. This judge, they arrested this judge in Massachusetts.
Yes. Good stuff.
With the clerk.
Yes.
And I hope Trump drops this FISA thing soon, and we can see the four judges that you know, gave the FISA warrants against Trump.
Well, you're assuming that those judges are in trouble. I don't think they are, because I don't think they knew. They were not informed by the FBI or the DOJ leadership that the FISA warrant was paid for by the Hillary campaign. And if they had known that, they may not have ever issued the FISA warrant, or I think would not have issued it. So it's not the judges who are in trouble, although we'll see. Maybe it is. But I think it's the DOJ and the FBI leadership that's in big trouble. Lots of them are going to jail. And whoever prepared the FISA warrant, I hear it's Brennan, who prepared, who did all the work and oversaw the work on the FISA warrant, is Brennan and a few of the FBI agents. They're all going to jail. These guys were in huge trouble. So I don't think it's the judges in this case.
Oh, yeah, but I don't see no judge over there screaming about how they've been duped over there. But if I was one of these judges, I'd be going out, you know, talking about it. And
good
I don't
point.
See them saying anything. You know, so I would be steaming if somebody lied to me and my name's on that.
I always say I love my audience because my audience has tremendous brains and common sense, and you're just another one like that, Michael, because I didn't even think about that. You're right. The judges should be angry as hell, and they should be bringing them up on charges. The judges should be bringing up the FBI on charges or doing an interview with the New York Times and telling them I was duped, but none of them have done that, have they? So you're right. Good common sense from Michael in Pennsylvania. Thanks. We missed you, Michael. Missed your common sense. Thanks for calling. We got Pat in South Philly speaking of common sense. Hey, Pat, how are you?
Wayne, I am fine. But the one thing I wanted to say, if this guy is running, he was here somewhere in South Philadelphia today. But this guy says 40 some years in politics. Wayne, this guy is worthless. He reminds me of a log in a river, just floating down a river, ready to go over the falls. I never seen 18 worthless people. I mean worthless.
It's 21.
They take up.
It's 21 worthless people.
They are not going to do anything with our sitting president. This guy does it all. This guy does it all without a question of a doubt.
No, he's a winner, and they're losers, and Biden's got no shots. Don't even worry about Biden.
The old man. Wayne, and I'm a year older than him. I'm a year older than these two bums. These two bums that are running. And they say they're front runners.
There's a famous saying.
Garbage.
Pat, there's a famous saying. Their support is a mile wide and an inch thick.
I got a pretty big family. They're all going to vote for the Trumps, boy. Without a question of a doubt.
All right, so let me ask you a question. This is an important moment. I got to ask you something, Pat. Did that big family all vote for Trump the first time, or did they vote for Hillary and now they're being converted by what Trump
said? Oh, are you kidding? I would have beat the kids up if I know the kids voted for her. She should be in jail, Wayne.
I agree.
Trump said, you'd be in jail.
But I was hoping...
This guy's a joke when I see him.
I was hoping...
And this guy, Wayne, when this guy was in back of Gorsuch, if you remember, the first sitting Supreme... The guy that got elected to the Supreme Court, believe me when I tell you, this guy was right in back of his wife. And that guy was right in back of him from the corner of his eye. He might not have said it on the air, but right after they were done talking, I'm going to talk to you. And I'm going to punch him in the face. You keep your hands, you go do that to your wife. Not my wife.
All right, Pat. Thanks for the call. There's only one guy like Pat from South Philly. He tells it like it is. Gets a little excited, but that's okay. All right. Tangible investments, by the way. And we're going to take more calls when we get back for this break. I've got Michael in Colorado, and I've got John in D.C., and several more phones ringing. 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. Tangible Investments is the sponsor of this segment of the show. They got gold and credibility. You know you want to own gold and silver. You know you have to own gold and silver. It's an absolute must. Okay? There's so many bad things going on in the world. You got to own gold and silver. And even though I love Trump, he spends and spends and spends, just like Reagan did. He's not cutting the spending. So therefore, he's not cutting the debt. Therefore, the United States has a major debt problem. China, major debt problem. Europe, major debt problem. South America, major debt problem. Japan, major debt problem. You got to own gold, but why not own it from a company with golden credibility? 35 years of business, over $2 billion in transactions. Give a call. 800-780-9000. 800-780-9000. Friends of Wayne. Tell them Wayne Root sent you. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root, the capitalist evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man, who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground-floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root on behalf of my great buddy, Ron Corey. Ron's one of the most successful businessmen in Vegas. He's living the American dream, and he's written a hot new best-selling book about his crazy and dangerous journey. This Vegas tough guy and former Marine fought shady thugs, dirty cops, corrupt politicians, and mob wannabes. An entire city tried to frame him and put him in prison for 50 years. But my buddy Ron is so tenacious, he beat them all. And now he's telling the real story, nothing but the facts. Tenacity is the raw story of what it takes to make it in Vegas and the business world with the most colorful and shady supporting cast ever. Ron beat the police, City Hall, and stage 4 cancer. What are the odds? Only in Vegas. Tenacity is such a wild story. Hollywood now wants to turn Ron's book into a movie. This story is so good. Famous movie actor Michael Madsen of Donnie Brasco is the voice of the audiobook. Go to Amazon today and order Tenacity by Ron Corey as a book, ebook, or Kindle. That's Corey, C-O-U-R-Y. Visit his website, RonCoreyAuthor.com. For more details, go to Amazon to order Tenacity today.
War now. Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the conservative warrior and capitalist evangelist. On Newsmax TV and USA Radio, reaching coast-to-coast sea, the shining sea, in the world-famous war room deep inside Wayne Manor. Let's go to war. Take some more calls. First, I want to remind you, Cenogenics is the sponsor of this segment of the show. They did a great job for me. They made Wayne Root great again. They can make you great again. Trump makes America great again. Cenogenics makes Americans great again. One American at a time. For your free, no-obligation consultation, call 888-YOUNGER. 888-YOUNGER, toll-free anywhere in the United States. And a free, no-obligation consultation. What do you got to lose? Call them. Or register at Cenogenics.com, C-E-N-E-Genics, G-E-N-I-C-S.com. Tell them Wayne Root sent you. They did a great job for me. I feel younger. I look younger. They turned back the clock about 10 or 15 years for me. That's an amazing thing. They're my fountain of youth, 888 Younger. All right, let's take Michael in Colorado on line one. Michael, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Hello, Wayne. Two things here about the drug cartels financing the Democrats and then a bit
yes.
of humor. I totally believe what you said, and I had an epiphany last night by watching your show. On the bottom crawl, it said, blue states oppose cashless trend. Well, to me, that's corroborating evidence that why don't they want to have the cash? You know, why wouldn't they want cashless trend? Well, there's your evidence.
Yeah.
And a little bit of humor here. This is Bernie Sanders' new campaign slogan. I'll give you the shirt off your own back. So I'll let you comment.
Yeah. I think Bernie's slogan should be.
I definitely think the cartels are getting the money.
Bernie's slogan should be, I'll take the shirt off your back. I'm taking your shirt. I'm taking your house. I'm taking your car. I'm taking everything. Yeah, listen, there's no doubt in my mind that the blue state candidates, not blue states, all Democratic candidates in red and blue states, and some of the rhinos are taking money, whether they know it or not, are getting huge campaign contributions from the Mexican drug cartels. That's why they're fighting to keep that wall away, because they're getting money from people who tell them, hey, I don't want the wall. We don't need a wall. There's no crisis at the border. And by the way, we found out yesterday, there was a new video out recorded by the government of a Guatemalan woman and her two kids being escorted across the border by guys with the latest technology and machine guns. Okay? They had like night vision goggles and machine guns. This is the Mexican drug cartels. They've got all the latest technology, all the equipment, all the high-tech gadgets. And why would they care about one Guatemalan woman and her two kids? Why? Because she's paying them $25,000. That's why. Because even if you pay these guys $200 an hour to walk them across the border, you're making a big profit if you get $25,000 per illegal. And that's what they're doing. They don't have the money, so they agree to an IOU of $25,000, and then they take them across the border, and now they got to work for the rest of their lives with interest to pay back the Mexican drug cartels. That's a huge business. They're like a bank getting interest. You know, they switch from drugs to people to being a bank. You know, and we're living off the interest. Amazing. Let's take Diane in Illinois. Diane, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Yes. Hi, Wayne. How are you?
Good.
Oh, that's good. You know, I want to tell you something. I was flipping the channels about 3-4 months ago, and your face came on your Newsmax, and I'm saying, who is this guy? What's wrong with him? And then I switched. You know, I kept going on and going higher with the channels, you know, so this was going on for about a month. So I turned off the TV. The next day I turned it on, and there you were. And I said, now let me see what this man is talking about. So I have been watching you for a month and a half.
Yes.
And I have been watching you almost every night. And then when I miss you, you know, on some days of the week, I get upset, I get disappointed. I said, now, what is he talking about? But anyways, I just want to tell you that you are right on with all of these candidates that are going to run or try to run, making it as a president, but they will not win because of all of their fabrications and their evil ways, what they are doing. It's not going to last.
No, and the reason they're running, by the way, in addition to wanting to run, ruin America and being evil, as many of these Democrats are, and being communists, in addition to that, they just want to get rich. Isn't it funny? They're communists. They believe in communism, socialism, Marxism, but they want book deals, and they want movie deals, and they want speeches that pay $50,000 a speech, and their profile is zero, so they're trying to raise their profile. This guy, Pete Buttigieg, who I call Pete Butthead from the mayor of South Bend, he was a nobody mayor. Now he's famous. Now he's going to get Hollywood to come calling. There's millions of dollars in running for president. That's all this comes down to. Hey, Diane, we got to run. I want to grab one more call. Oh, we can't. We're out of time. Can't even grab one more call. We're out of time for the night. But I'll tell you what, Diane, nice compliment. Thank you for saying you changed the channel the first night, then came back, and then stayed with me every night of the last month. And then missed me when I'm gone. Hey, that's a nice compliment. Nice people watching the show. Salt of the earth. God bless America. God bless the Midwest. Good people. There's good people everywhere. South, Midwest. I came from New York. There are good people in New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, and even Massachusetts. There are conservatives in every state. Matter of fact, self-identified conservatives outnumber self-identified liberals in, I believe, 46 out of 50 states. Isn't that amazing? You think that there's so many liberals out there, so many blue states, but in almost every state in America, more people consider themselves conservative than liberal. And by the way, the new stats are out. Everybody's running away from liberal states. So why would you elect a Democrat as president of the United States when everyone's leaving New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, Illinois, and California, running for their lives away from blue states, high taxes, high regulations? Does that make any sense? Why you'd elect a Democrat? Of course not. We're going to elect Trump by an electoral landslide. Have a great night. God bless. See you tomorrow.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.